Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, December 5th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Want to make sure the podcast, there we go. Want to make sure it's the right one. Send that second request. Okay, very good. Got that one going out. One of the things that I want to mention real quick, Tristan Cole, if you would like his contact information, if you would like to reach out to him, you can reach him via his website. His website's very easy. It's his name, TristanCole.com, T-R-I-S-T-O-N Cole, C-O-L-E.com. It has all his information right there on the website, how to get a hold of him at his Farm Bureau office in Bel Air, Michigan, or text him. Call him, call his cell phone or text him anytime. He likes text messages. His personal cell phone number is 231-631-6659. 231-631-6659. You can get a hold of them there and do an insurance checkup. Just appreciate you guys checking it out, getting the information. Like you said, run it by him as to what you have now and make sure he explains everything to you. Greatly, greatly appreciate him doing that. Now, normally in this time slot, we would have Attorney General candidate for Michigan Republican Party, Kevin Kievsky, but he's traveling today. He's getting ready to go to actually to Washington, D.C. He'll be there next week and then have a field report for us on Friday. But this is a post that he put up this morning on his Twitter X account that I want to share with you guys. Gretchen the Grinch. Christmas season, the Grinch who stole Christmas. Well, 5 years ago, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer stood masked at a podium, lecturing Michiganders like children and telling us not to travel for Christmas. It was a peak of hypocrisy from a governor who trampled our freedoms under the guise of, quote, following the science, end quote. Hypocrisy at its finest. Well, a science that she now admits was based on very little or very bad information. The Michigan Supreme Court eventually struck down her power grab as being unconstitutional, backdoor loopholes in the Michigan Public Health Code could still enable future COVID-style lockdowns. As Michigan's next attorney general, I'll sue to block any future infringements and champion legislative fixes to protect our rights for all. We have had enough overreach. Let's make Michigan normal, safe, and red again in 2026. Now, he wrote an opinion piece in the Midwesterner talking about Whitmer's lockdown legacy and his plan as Attorney General to prevent this from ever happening again. Again, at the top of this news story is that famous, infamous photograph. Governor Gretchen Whitmer standing in a very stylish black leather jacket with this fabric face mask on, kind of a really evil looking mask. I can't even describe it. I don't know if that's some kind of animal or what it is, but just very, I guess, almost wanting to cause fear is basically what this picture looks like. Black leather and this weird fabric face mask. Very intimidating. That's the word. Well, again, Michigan's lockdown legacy, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's admission underscores the threat that still remains. Governor claimed we were doing the best we could with very little or very bad information. 5 years ago, after the chaos of 2020, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has finally conceded what many Michiganders knew all along. Her most draconian China virus rules were built on very bad information. In a recent podcast interview, Whitmer admitted, "We were doing the best we could with very little or very bad information." Well, this rare moment of candor from the governor, who once insisted she was simply, quote, following the science, end quote, comes as a belated validation for the thousands who protested her nonsensical edicts. From banning motorboats while allowing paddlecraft to prohibiting the sale of garden seeds and paint in big box stores. However, admission is not accountability. And the mechanisms that enabled Whitmer's overreach still remain intact today. Michigan's COVID-19 lockdowns inflicted devastating harm, shattering lives, crippling the economy, exacerbating a mental health crisis, while the threat of such executive power grabs looms for future crisis. Basically, the month after ordering us to stay at home for 2 weeks, well, in April of 2020, our unemployment rate soared to 22.7%. With over 1.9 million Michiganders out of work, erasing years of economic progress. Small businesses collapsed, with over a third of local leaders still reporting significant economic impacts still 5 years later. The human toll was profound. Mental health plummeted, with 62% of Detroiters reporting anxiety, 47% feeling depressed. Suicide rates rose from 15% to 32% due to isolation and economic despair. Nursing homes faced catastrophe, with over 2,200 deaths linked to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's policies of returning COVID-positive patients into those facilities, accounting for roughly a third of Michigan's total COVID deaths by mid-2020. Kevin Kievsky, the candidate for attorney general next year, goes on. The Michigan Supreme Court's 2020 ruling struck down Whitmer's use of the 1945 Emergency Powers Act of the governor, declaring it unconstitutional and limiting her ability to extend emergencies without legislative approval. However, the risk persists. The governor can still invoke the Public Health Code Act 368 of 1978 to impose restrictions via the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. That's the technique that they tried against Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig. Whitmer used this authority post-ruling for mask mandates, capacity limits, showing lockdown style measures could return under public health pretexts. However, without reform, a future crisis could trigger another round of rights trampling shutdowns. I know this firsthand. As an attorney and vice chair of the Michigan Association of Non-Public Schools, I led the federal legal battle against Whitmer's orders that attempted to shutter high schools in November 2020 during the pandemic. We sued to keep classrooms open for tens of thousands of students, arguing that these mandates violated religious freedoms and our constitutional rights. As a result, Whitmer backed down and we won, allowing our schools to resume in-person learning. This victory protected the constitutional rights of our families, and it highlighted how far executives would go to seize power. Well, contrast this with county prosecutors from both parties who targeted Michiganders for defying stay-at-home orders and did very little to challenge Whitmer. Democrat Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy oversaw 1,600 prosecutions for violations, even though many later were dismissed. Republican Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd also prosecuted at least one individual amid hundreds of reported violations in the Lansing area. I fought to defend freedom. Individuals like these prioritize enforcement of Whitmer's orders over our constitutional principles. Michigan needs an attorney general who will stand against tyranny and will challenge it, not someone who remains silent or, worse yet, enables it. I'll wrap up this Midwesterner story from attorney general candidate Kevin Kievsky. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriots Relief,
com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Wrapping up this opinion piece in the Midwesterner.news by Kevin Kievsky. He is an attorney from Birmingham, and he is running for the Republican nomination to be our next attorney general in the Republican Party. The nominating convention will take place in Novi on March the 28th. Kevin closes this story with this statement. As Michigan's next attorney general, I will ensure such abuses never happen again. First, I would aggressively challenge any overbroad use of the public health code, filing lawsuits to block unconstitutional orders and to protect individual liberties. Second, I would issue clear guidance to local county prosecutors advising against enforcing mandates that infringe on freedom of speech, assembly, or religious exercise. Third, I would push for legislative reforms to curb executive emergency powers, including time limits on health code declarations and mandatory judicial review. This can never happen again. Michigan is trying to rebuild, but the scars remain. As an attorney general, I'll safeguard our constitutional rights. I will restore trust in government and ensure freedom always comes first. Let's prevent history from repeating itself. Signed, Kevin Kievsky. He's an attorney in Birmingham, Michigan, and is seeking again the Republican nomination to be our next Michigan Attorney General. Well, let me just say something for the record. I have spoken directly and even had him on my show, his primary opponent, Doug Lloyd. I have looked at the facts. I have conversations with Doug. I have had conversations with Kevin. I have interviewed them both on this show. But because of this story, because of Kevin basically posting this on his Twitter X account, tagging me on it so I could see it for myself with my own eyes. I've looked at the news stories that were in the links on this Midwesterner story. I have made the decision that I'm going to personally endorse Kevin Kievsky to be the Republican nominee for the Michigan Attorney General position at the endorsement convention on Saturday, March 28th, down in Novi. I hope that at the county convention here in Antrim County, Vicki and I will be representing our county and going to that endorsement convention. And I am going to cast my vote, and I'm going to ask other precinct delegates attending it to cast their votes for Kevin Kievsky. I think he would be a great candidate. I think he would be able to absolutely destroy the Democrats' candidate in a debate. And I believe he has the ability to raise the money to be able to run an effective campaign in November and become our next attorney general. Regardless of who wins the governorship, regardless of who wins the Secretary of State race, I believe he will win the race to be our next attorney general. And if we can't win governor and if we can't win Secretary of State, at least we can get the top law enforcement officer of the entire state of Michigan, Kevin Kievsky, to live up to his statements and us hold him accountable for what he's pledged he will do as Michigan's next attorney general. I'm going to repost this post that he put on his X account, Kevin Kievsky. I'm going to put it on Trucker Randy's X account as well. Because the bottom line, you have to understand, this is very, 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 very important race, and we need somebody who will live up to these promises, these pledges, and make sure that this never happens again. It's funny, he ended his opinion piece with that statement, because that's exactly what I said to Vicki just the other day. When Ian Murphy on this show on Tuesday said it was 5 years ago today that the health department told me I had to shut down my restaurant, and I said, sorry, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Well, it reminded me of that lockdown. Stay home for 2 weeks, which basically turned into stay home for 2 months, just to get us through the November 2020 election. Disgusting. It went against every ounce of my fiber and my being, and I told Vicki, never again. And that's exactly what Kevin put in this piece. So if you'd like to see it, go to my Twitter X account. I just reposted it. It's also on Kevin Kievsky's X account as well. The Midwesterner story is linked in there. You can just click on it, and it'll take you right to it. Absolutely support him, and we'll work for him at the state endorsement convention. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY.